If you're ready to get out of your own way to follow the seven-figure science of success, then welcome to Sell Without Selling. Tune in with renowned international speaker Stacey O'Byrne as she shows you how mastering relationships, achieving the proper mindset, and attaining the necessary motivation will catapult you away from failure and onto your journey to greatness. And now, here is your host, Stacey O'Byrne.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Sell Without Selling. I'm your host, Stacey O'Byrne, and I believe that learning the art and the science of how to sell without selling is the only way to achieve high six and seven figure success. I am so excited to dig into this episode today with you. And really quick, if you're a business owner, entrepreneur, or sales professional, and you haven't hit the level of success that you've wanted or needed, or if you're stuck and needing a pivot in your business and your success, or you just want more, and you understand the importance of having a coach to help identify the blind spots, increase accountability, and help with success strategies to take you, your business, your income, and your success to the next level. If this sounds like something for you, then head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. There's a quick application there that will lead to a phone call with us to see if we're a great fit for each other. Okay, let's do this. Welcome back for part two of the 10 mindset tips for your best life, your most successful life, and simplifying sales and success. Again, I'm with Jerlene, and we're picking up where we left off. And that's on tip six: use criticism constructively. Let's go, Daryl.
Well, this is all the chatter about the ego. You know, I feel like I'm somewhat an expert in the ego because I've had so many experiences with it. And, you know, at some point, again, you're at that choice point where you can let your ego get in the way and lead with your pride, or you can lead with your humility. Both of those, again, are choice points. And when it comes to the ego, when somebody criticizes you, and instead of taking it constructively, and your ego says, you know, it's because they're jealous, it's because they don't like you, or even if you internalize it, see, you're an idiot, or whatever it is, then there's just, again, there's just no success in that whatsoever. That does not help you move forward in living a successful life or running a successful business and all the things. You know, when I, again, yesterday, when I was talking about this, we were talking about just that. When I got into business, I was in a bubble, right? I grew up in a bubble. And to know that how competitive the whole environment is that we worked in, and that's the way I saw it instead of collaboration. Oh my gosh, you know, talk about ego. Woo! And it was so self-defeating. And, yeah, and really recognizing that when we collaborate and we communicate in a collaborative manner, it just all works out so much better.
So for me, this is another multifaceted tip. You know, for me, there really isn't anything remotely relative about the word criticism. And what I mean by that is there's either coaching, or there's feedback, or there's projections. So if I'm with a coach or a mastermind companion or an accountability companion or partner or something like that, I'm either getting coaching or feedback of something that's working, something that's not working, right? If I am with a person who is sharing with me their opinion or criticism or unsolicited coaching or fill in the blank, whatever it is they're delivering, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to receive it very openly.
And it's going to go through a filter of what about this is about me. And then the next filter it's going to go through is who and what is this person in relationship to this deliverable, this feedback. A prime example. I had met this business owner who was struggling financially. And have you ever met people who they have to tear other people down in order for them to feel good or look good or fill in the blank, whatever? This person, this professional who, zero judgment, couldn't make ends meet, like wasn't even surviving, just started tearing apart my website, tearing apart, now this wasn't even a web developer, started tearing apart my business, me, everything. And I just sat there and I let it go through the filter. What do I have to learn about this? What about this is about me? This person was really projecting and lashing out. And I was really shocked that this person chose to take the conversation in that direction. And I just sat there and allowed it to happen. And at the very end, when they left, you know, I asked myself, what was the purpose and intention of that person doing that? If there's any advice I can give you, that advice is this. Be careful of the opinions that you take on of others. Because sometimes it is an inner projection of themselves. Sometimes they're in a bad space and they're lashing out. Now, I'm not saying feedback is invaluable. I'm not saying that coaching isn't valuable. I just know that I will never take unsolicited advice from someone who hasn't created the life, the success, the wealth, the income that I have. I'm not going to advise somebody on real estate investing because I'm a novice in real estate investing. I have 12 doors. You know, that's still beginner stages in the whole scheme of things. I'm not going to give anybody advice when it comes to that. I'll connect them to the people who I take advice from, right? So when it comes to criticism, get really curious. And yes, ego. Ego is a double-edged sword, right? It is.
Yes.
And even though ego can partially lift us up, it can also completely tear us down.
And that's why I think it's so important to be aware, you know, aware of your ego. And probably I couldn't say that to anybody who knows that more than you. And I'm constantly checking my ego and checking my own personal motives. And then using my ego to become curious about the projection or the motives of somebody giving me that advice or that feedback, if you will. And I think it's super important to, how can I say, consider the source in terms of what we're receiving from them.
Yeah. I strategically surround myself with coaches in every area of life to expose every blind spot that I have. And I continually seek to be a better human being, a better business person, a better salesperson. I continually seek to be better in my health, be better in my spirituality, be better in my relationship. There's a difference between coaching and criticizing.
1,000%.
Which then leads us to tip 7, always seek joy. So talk to me.
So, I think that it's so easy for us to, you know, where do we always go when we're looking for happiness or we're looking for joy. It's on the outside, right? Oh, the new clothes, oh, the new car, oh, the new whatever. And I am not in any way, shape, or form saying that we should not have or do deserve that outward gift of fruits of our labor, right? What I am saying is that when we have it, when we have done the work internally and we really do truly have joy in terms of how we show up in the world, how we show up for other people, all of those things, then you know that when you get the car, when you get the clothes, when you get the whatever, that it's just a whole entire different scenario. I was telling somebody yesterday that I never thought that I would buy a Louis Vuitton, right? And so I buy this Louis Vuitton, and I was telling them, I worked really hard for that.
Yep.
I earned that Louis Vuitton. And when I put that around my shoulder and I walk, even though I'm only 5'2", I stand a little taller. And because it's something that I worked for, and that purse isn't what's represented. It's the joy. It's the fulfillment. It's the interior happiness of knowing that I did the work to create the joy inside. And it's just an outward sign of that.
Yeah.
And so I think that when I talk about joy, I'm talking about that interior feeling, that interior movement that then shows up in the outside world.
If you lack joy in an area of your life or your business, then get really curious about that specific area. If you don't love what you're doing, then what's the purpose of you doing it? Mm-hmm. Joy is in the word enjoy. If you can't enjoy what it is you're doing enough to experience joy, how can you ever step into your purpose if you're lacking passion? You know, one of the very first conversations we had with tip one, gratitude, was you have to, you get to celebrate the small things. If you can't celebrate the small things, then you're lacking that enjoyment, that joy that propels the energy and focus to moving you forward to create those larger things. Success is a journey of a culmination of millions of steps. It's not a destination. If you're lacking joy in it, then you'll lack the motivation to continue. Find your joy, your success will find you. It's funny, so many people think, oh, I'll be happy when I have money. No. You will have money when you allow yourself and choose to be happy. And happiness comes from enjoyment, from passion, from purpose, from joy. Find your joy, you will find your success.
And I think there's just so much evidence to what you just said. You know, when people with a lot of money, wealthy people are interviewed, they go right back to that. It is not about the money. It's about the joy. It's been about the journey. The money side of that affords them different avenues to express how they choose that joy, right? Or how to choose to use that joy, I guess is probably a better way of saying it. Yep. And I always say, we just do not have to look very far for the truth in that. Just by opening the paper and seeing what's happened to somebody that has had money, you know, what choice did they make? It's because they never had the joy inside.
Yeah. Yeah. Start with celebrating the small things, no matter how small they are. Which then leads us to tip 8, surround yourself with people who celebrate you.
Yeah, I call this my 2022 awareness of celebrate, only go where you're celebrated, never go where you're tolerated. Mm. And, you know, I was in places where it became very evident to me where I was just being tolerated. And some of those, I felt like I was being tolerated because I was providing support, either financially or emotionally or something. And so they would tolerate me. They certainly were not celebrating me. Yeah. And I'm pretty vocal about that now, you know, that when I show up someplace and I do not feel like I am celebrated, and I do not mean that everybody stops. Let me say it this way. I want to avoid implying that everybody should stop, run over and kiss my feet. I don't mean that at all. You know, it's the whole, my implication is that when you walk in, people are generally joyful to see you. They acknowledge your existence. And if that doesn't happen, then that energy is not for me. That's not where I belong. And I get to go find some place where I am celebrated.
Yeah, you know, tip eight is, all 10 of these are my favorite. And tip eight, surround yourself with people who celebrate you. Always go where you're celebrated. Never go where you're tolerated. If you're in an environment to where people are jealous of your results, people are nitpicking who you are, how you are, what you are, people are judgmental, they're incapable of celebrating you through the green eyes of jealousy. They're incapable of truly lifting you up so that you can be a better version of yourself. You know, Jim Rohn always said, we're the culmination of the five people that we spend the most time with. If you're spending time with people who are judgmental, who are jealous, who are incapable of lifting you up, tolerating you instead of celebrating you, then all you're doing is getting a mirror image of who you are, how you are with other people. Put yourself in an environment to where you get to celebrate people and their wins, and they get to celebrate you. Stop putting yourself in environments to where people are holding you back. Drowning people drown people. Judgmental people will continue to pass judgment. I know someone really dear to me who inserts herself on a continual basis, or at least in the past she did, in environments that she swore she was going to change. And really all that ever happened was she spent 9 months of her life holding back the trajectory of her success and her business growth. So remember, surround yourself with people who celebrate you.
I always am looking around to see who it is that I am surrounded with. And I also look to see who somebody that I would deem a potential friend or a potential partner, who are they surrounding themselves with?
Yeah.
I think that's super important.
Yeah. Which then leads us to tip nine, which is very relative to tip eight. Tip nine is avoid the comparison game. You cannot be duplicated, so quit trying to duplicate others. So explain your perspective of this, Darlene.
So avoiding the comparison game, I think is, you know, as I think about it, in terms of being a professional speaker, if we're going to talk about avoid the comparison game, you know, if I was going to compare myself, which in reality I used to, right, with other speakers, I should be taller, I should wear heels, I should probably, you know, get a little tuck here, a little uplift there, and all the things to be a professional speaker, right? And reality is, I don't do heels. Reality is, I'm 5'2" tall. You know, and all the things. And when we get stuck in that comparison game, we cannot grow. It's impossible. And yeah. if the most important thing is that we need to stay hyper aware of that, because in a moment's notice, we've got someone or something, call it TV or radio or whatever, telling us that we should be comparing ourselves to what is deemed the perfect person, or, you know, however you want to say that. And I just figured that the more fully and wholly we step into who we are and own that and love that and find the joy and the peace in that, and in that person of Darlene, how other people show up, that again, it is the opportunity for them to mirror something in me or some lesson for me. And whenever we are mirrored that lesson, it's not always a negative lesson. You know, when I recognize a beautiful person, that's only because there's beauty inside of me that I recognize, right? Yeah. I think sometimes we get so caught up in, what are they trying to teach me? Where's, you know, if I'm jealous, where's jealousy showing up in my life? Well, the opposite of that is true too. Yeah. And I think that's just a beautiful thing when we can really say, you know what? I really expect you to show up as who you are. And the other gift of that, and I so far, this is my 2024 learning, is that expecting people to be something that they're not because of something that you need from them is a comparison game, really. Yeah. And that's never a healthy situation. It kind of goes back to go where you're celebrated.
Yeah, to me, tip 9 and tip 10 go together. So I'll talk with tip 9 first, and that's avoiding the comparison game. You never know the journey that someone else took to get to where they're at. So online, in social media, we see the zero to hero, the outhouse to penthouse. What you didn't see was the 10, 15, 20, 30 year sacrifice that person made. You just saw what the 60 second snippets, that video, social media, recordings, podcasts, books give us. That's number one. Number two, because of technology, because of videos, because of recordings, because of podcasts, because of YouTube, just all digital technology, you don't even know what's being represented, if it's really true or not. I know someone who is all over social media with Maseratis, Ferraris, Bugattis, does photo shoots on private planes, in front of planes, going up the steps of planes, has photo shoots with Bentleys. Zero judgment. I also know this person doesn't even make 5 figures a year. And a bunch of them get together and they rent these for a day. You know, 10 people get together, they come up with a few thousand dollars, take their iPhones or a friend has a camera, they start doing photo shoots. And then they start representing success that they don't even possess. So avoid comparing yourself to other people, because one, you don't know their journey. Two, you don't know what they had to sacrifice, give up to get to where they are. And three, you don't even know if they're there. Which then leads us to tip 10. The only person that you should ever compare yourself to is allow yourself to compare yourself to yourself and express self-compassion. So before I get into the self-compassion aspect, the only person you should ever compare yourself to is you, who you were yesterday, who you are today, and who you want to be tomorrow. Stop comparing yourself to anybody other than those three individuals, all which exist in you. The yesterday you, the today you, and the tomorrow you. That's who you compare yourself with. And the only way you can do that is to practice that self-compassion. Mm-hmm. How do you do that, Daryl?
So be kind and gentle to yourself. You know, I talk about the expert in anything was once a beginner. You know, that's something that we talk about a lot. And I really find that as one of those forgiveness clauses. and know that, you know, when I look at people and you're exactly right, you know, I can look at somebody who has been at this a lot longer and think, you know, why am I not there? What, and I have a history of doing that. You know, why is that I'm where I am and they're where they are? And, you know, they once were a beginner. They once were where I was. And there's just no way to avoid that, right? Mm-hmm. And when we really look at ourselves and say, you know what? Number one, I've done the very best I could with the tools that I've had, 100% across the board. That's the second forgiveness phrase, right? Mm-hmm. And not only that, when I look at somebody else, I also, again, offer that same kind of compassion to them too, right? They've done the best they could with the tools they've had. And I really think that, you know, I can speak for women, right? That's who I am. We are very, very good at beating ourselves up because, again, we have a whole environment that tells us how, quote unquote, imperfect we are. And when we really, you know, what I have gotten to what I do is when those moments arrive where I'm in this comparison game or not showing myself compassion, I take that specific circumstance that I'm thinking about, you know, and I just like, I literally release it and go, now, who am I without that thought?
Yep.
Who is Darlene without that thought? And like, even just saying that right now to you, I can feel that internal shift.
Yeah.
It's just so, I am not that story. I am not that projection. And I certainly am not that comparison. And when we can go through that, release it, and then say, now who am I?
Yeah.
Oh, that feels so much better.
You know, the ability to express self-compassion is the necessity in being able to move forward in every area of your life. Because reality is, life is about a culmination of journeys, some that work and some that don't work. And in order to be able to embrace and be compassionate of other people, we get to allow ourselves to be compassionate of us. Because like Darlene said, we do the best we can with the tools we have at the time. You want to do better, you get to know better. And the only way you can ever create a space to learn, grow, and evolve is to create a spat, to create a space of allowing yourself to be compassionate through that journey. We're not perfect, we're human. And we're all navigating humanity together. I hope these 10 tips, these 10 mindset tips, help you create your best life, your best business, your best income, your best health, your best wealth, your best overall success ever. Darlene, I really appreciate you coming on the show today, especially since it was a topic of our conversation this morning and you just jumped on and said, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm always happy to jump on here with you, Stace. It's always such a fun conversation. And again, we just really never know where it's going to go. Thank you.
No, thank you. Hey, listeners, your success is important to me. And it's also important for us to make sure that these episodes are valuable to you and for you. I'd love for you to do a few things right now. First, jump over to Facebook and join our Sell Without Selling community. Let's jump over to Facebook, join our Sell Without Selling community. It's not very active right now. And we're getting ready to switch that very quickly. Second, I'd love for you, since you're already there, hop over to Instagram and follow us at Pivot Point Advantage. That's hop over to Instagram, follow us at Pivot Point Advantage. And last and definitely not least, I'd love to chat with you and give feedback on these episodes. Find out any topics that you're interested in to help make this show more powerful and helpful to you achieving the success that you've always dreamed of, desired, and deserved. Head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. Let's get a 15-minute call on the schedule. And always remember this. Choice is a powerful thing, and suffering is always optional. get out of your way so you can get on your way and finally have your way. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Your success is important to me, and it's also important to me to make sure that these episodes are valuable to you and for you. I would love for you to do three things right now. First, I'd love for you to head over to Facebook and join our Sell Without Selling community. That's head over to Facebook and join our Sell Without Selling community. Second, I'd love for you to hop over to Instagram and follow us at Pivot Point Advantage. Let's hop over to Instagram, follow us at Pivot Point Advantage. And second, I'd love to chat with you and get feedback on the episodes and find out any topics that you're interested in to help make these episodes more powerful and helpful to you achieving the success that you've always dreamed of, desired, and know you deserve. Head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. Let's get a 15-minute call on the schedule. Always remember this. Choice is a powerful thing, and suffering is always optional. Get out of your way so you can get on your way, so you can finally have your way. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Whether it's mastering your mindset, communication, or success, we have more ways to keep you on your journey to greatness. Be sure to visit us at pivotpointadvantage.com for exclusive online training programs, success-specific courses, and more ways to connect to Stacy directly to help you achieve the financial success you've always desired, dreamed, and deserved. That's all available on pivotpointadvantage.com.